This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's time for today's Robert Saleh Report, brought to you by Nissan, DraftKings Sportsbook, and NYS SPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. And Robert Saleh joins us now. Coach, is a game like yesterday that was very winnable more frustrating than a game that you get blown out?
It was frustrating. Games like yesterday where, you feel like you lost more than they actually beat you, feel different because you look back at it and you're just frustrated at some of the things that went on. And, it's much easier to walk in the locker room after a game when you've gotten beat, because now you can just look at ways to get better. But when you lose a game the way we did yesterday, there's obviously teachable moments on how to get that flip, but those are frustrating.
How much of that is on the players and how much of that is on the coaching?
It's always collective. I mean, we run together, we walk together, we do it all together. So it's there's things that we got to be better as coaches. There's things that we got to be better as players. So,
is it frustrating that it's still teachable moments in week 11?
It's always going to be that way. For the history of time, there's always going to be teachable moments, but for these young guys, those teachable moments become more advanced. Some of the teachable moments that we're talking about for young guys is elementary, but it will never change. There's always going to, even for a savvy veteran, there's going to be like, damn, I never saw that before. So you're always teaching, you're always evolving. And if players had all the answers, there'd be no need for coaches and vice versa. So, it's just one of those deals that it never stops.
As a guy, who came up on the defensive side, I heard what you said after the game yesterday, that the roughing the passer call on Myers was unacceptable. But I tell you what, Coach, I watched that over and over. I mean, it's like ticky-tack. I mean, you can't even touch the guy. Why don't they make it flag football? I mean, he just kind of like shoved him. I mean, after you looked at it on tape, does it look as egregious as you thought?
No, you get two steps, I believe, and so it wasn't necessarily the push; it was how long it came after. And Tua is a little bit slight in that regard, and who knows if he did an acting job or not? But that's a penalty, and as written, it's textbook.
It's almost got to be a talent, Coach, to be aggressive but careful at the same time. That's why I just feel for these defenders. You want them to get there as fast as they can, hit as hard as they can, but also be careful at the same time. How do you do it?
Yeah, it is. There's a you're fine. I'm fine with aggressive penalties. Like last week in Buffalo, CJ, he got fined for it. He got where he is just selling out to stop a ball from being completed. The offensive guy bends down to catch the ball, and they have a head-to-head collision. And so, that's where it's like, shoot, what are you going to do, right? But in situations where what's frustrating. So with JFM, I love the way he practices. I love the way he plays. He is pure gas, pure effort all the time. And so a simple case of him just trying to make a play and straining to make a play and just took it one step too far. So I look at those and they're unacceptable for sure. But I know where his heart is and what he's trying to get done. He just has to be better in that moment.
Now, Coach, we did not talk to you after you made the decision to go with Flacco. And we were somewhat critical after that, so we certainly wouldn't want to do something that we wouldn't say right to you. I just don't understand one thing, Coach. You kept talking to Mike White that, you never know, if he keeps playing well. And then you even said on Monday, I don't want to bury the guy. He shouldn't be buried after one bad start. Wouldn't that have been a learning game for Mike White to play against a defense like that? Because what do you get out of Joe Flacco? He's not going to be here in 5 years. I mean, Mike White might be the backup quarterback then.
No, that's so fair question. And, my comments after the game last week against Buffalo had more to do with people wanting him cut and me trying to explain that what Mike did in his starts was prove that he's an NFL quarterback and he's going to be part of our plans for the future. Now, With that said, there's 52 other guys on this roster. And then when you single it back to the offensive side of the ball, there's a lot of developing that's happening. And this was one of those games where you have a very complex defense with as it pertains to coverages. And we had the luxury of a veteran quarterback who's been there, done that. He's seen it all. He's played this team, being in the division for the last couple of years. And I thought, and I speak for everyone, Joe went out there and did exactly what we thought he'd do. He calmed the offense down. He got the ball where it needed to go, and we're proving that if we can get the ball to our playmakers, they can make plays. And Elijah Moore was fantastic yesterday. Corey had some contributed. I mean, everyone had a piece of the pie. I mean, even Griff had an explosive play. So, and then Michael Carter, before he was injured, was running the ball and catching the ball very well. So, you know, it's a week to week decision, and it's a fair question. But Mike has not, like, going with Joe was not an indictment on Mike as much as it was getting a veteran in there who's seen this type of defense.
So where do we stand next week?
Going through evaluation, we're trying to see where Zach is at, and we'll see Wednesday.
I'm gonna push you one more time, Coach, because I know this has been a big issue. When you say because of, you know, Flacco had seen a defense like that, to us layman's on paper, we look at it, we see the week before you gave Mike White a shot against Buffalo's defense, which at that time was great against the pass. Miami's seemingly terrible against the pass. So what is it that made it would have made it more challenging for Mike White than the Buffalo game?
Neither one of them, to be honest with you. It's Buffalo's the number one defense in football, and what they presented was just as challenging as Miami. At the same time, you know, whether Joe was, I'll keep it in house with regards to timing, and Joe, I know he was the second quarterback, had something gone wrong, which it did later on in the game with Mike getting hurt. And so he orchestrated one touchdown drive, but every defense provides a different challenge. And, you know, Mike went out there, he gave it his best shot against Buffalo. It wasn't all his fault. There was a couple of things that we could have helped him out with as coaches, as players, and it's a collective effort. But like I said, Miami was its own separate week, and we approached it that way.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, you've got to tell me the secret sauce, because I need to convince people of things sometimes. So Last week, Rex Ryan hated your guts, everything about you, and then he had one conversation with you, and now you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. What was that like? What was that conversation? What did you tell him that changed his mind so totally?
And how did the conversation happen? Who called who?
So, credit to Rex. You know, he reached out, and, talking to him was very consistent. I'm not going to talk about the details of our conversation, but it was very consistent with what a lot of people in this organization have said about him, which is I've never heard anyone in this organization say anything bad about Rex, and there's a lot of people here who worked with Rex. We have Brent Boyer on staff who's coached with him, and Kavanaugh who's coached with him, and they have nothing but great things to say about Rex, and so... And my conversation with him proved that. I mean, the guy's got a tremendous heart. We had a really good conversation. And, I've always been a fan of Rex from afar without ever having talked to him. But, so credit them. He didn't have to call. He did. It shows the kind of man he is. And I appreciate him for that.
Well, I would also say it shows the kind of man you are because, again, I've told you this before. You're on with us every Monday. I'm very small. I'm a very small-minded person. If somebody said that to me, I would never pick up the phone. What made you pick up the phone?
He would also cast the first stone, my man.
Wow. So, see, you're better than I am. And you're a better person.
Yep.
No, not a better person. Not at all. So.
we had your back throughout the week because there were some people that jumped you for the comment about, well, he knows where to find me and that you got to get over that. You've got to turn the other cheek. You got to be ready for Miami. Do you at all regret that response last week?
No, because, it depends on how you want to take it. I mean, some people might think it was to call, like that. No, because there was no thought. It's just, right. It is what it is. We got to move on. Keep the main thing, the main thing. And that's it.
And you know what, guys, you know where to find me. He did. He called you. He knew where to find you. And now it's like, it sounds like
your best
you guys
friends.
Are the best friends in the world.
You could have a sleepover.
I'm just saying, Rex, give Rex credit. He's been in the seat and he knows what it's like, so he's I think he's a fan of every coach in football because of his understanding of what we all go through day in and day out. So,
well, we thank you for coming on with us. We wish you good luck over the weekend, but most importantly, you and your family. Hope you have a great, happy Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Likewise, guys. Hope you guys have a great one.
Take care.
Well,
that's Robert Saleh. That's today's Robert Saleh report, brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's is an easier choice than ever. With their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup, now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code GREEN for special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and NYSSPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the most highly trained and skilled structural painters in the world. I got to tell you something. I don't know if you feel like this, Don. We've been working with Peter for a long time. That might have been the greatest question he has ever asked to any of our guests.
Why?
It was just great. It was spot on. It should have been asked by one of the three of us. And, you start him against Buffalo, which is the best defense in football, but then the Miami defense is too much.
I love the guy. He didn't give him much of an answer, though.
No, he didn't, because there is no answer. That's why it doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. But it was a brilliant question.
Yeah, thank you. Peter, happy Thanksgiving to me.
Peter, I was not surprised at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Did I say I was surprised?
Yes. Your tone.
I was pleased.
Pleasantly surprised.
Okay, I was very surprised. This portion of the Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by 2 by London. I love these people. The engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit 2 by London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. A lot more to do. A lot more to talk about. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.